Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Day 6, Parshas Bahar. Next excerpt from Truma, 136b. Rav Hanuna Saba, Karav Asalik Minah Rav Mali Shabsa. Rav Hanuna Saba used to ascend from the river on Erev Shabbos. He used to go to the mikveh on Friday in preparation for the Shabbos. Havi Yasev Riga Chada. He would sit one moment with Zakif Einoi and lift up his eyes over Chadi, and he'd be happy, rejoice. He would say, they were sitting to see the bliss of the supernal angels. Elin Salkin, these ascend. Elin Nachtin, these descend. And every Friday, a person sits in the world of souls. So he's given a vision. After him coming out of the mikveh, they see the angels, and the angels that go up and angels go down. And a person who merits, he can get this vision. And Shabbos Eve being the soul world. Zakol Yuman Diyodab Razin Demore. Merit worthy is one who knows in the secrets of his master. Kadnar Yamama Biyoman De Shabbos. When the day shines, the day of Shabbos Likuch, the Chedva Asolik Bechulu Almin. The ascending of bliss ascends in all worlds. Venaicha, in rest, Bechedva, in bliss. Gedina Shemayim Mesaprim Quod Kael. Then the heavens tell of the honor of Hashem. Masei Adav Maginu Kiyah. The work of his hands tells the firmament. Man Shemayim was the heavens. Elain Shemayim the Shmo Elah. These are heavens' supernal name. Ischazibu the Shmo Kadisha Srach Israshimbu. It appears in them that the holy name is inscribed in them. So in Tiferes, all the divine names shine out. Mesaprim, they tell my Mesaprim, they tell. Itema, Bukamand Mishtoi, Sipit Varim. It means like a person who tells over things. Lafachi, that's not what it means. Ella, but rather than Aaron and Sitzin and Sitzu the Nari Elah. That they shine and sparkle in the sparkling of the supernal light. Light of Bina shining, the Salkin Mishma, and they arise in the name to be included in Hashem's infinite light with his names. The Kol B'Nihiru D'Shlimu Yilah, that is included in the light of the supernal completeness of the Keser. Mani Yusipur, what is the Sipur? It means also like to glitter. The Natsasi B'Nihiru D'Shlimu, the Sefer Yilah, that they sparkle in the complete shining of the supernal book. Shining of Hashem's light into the vessel, and Bina into all the spheres from the Ein Sof. The Keser begin kach because of this Salkin Mishma Shlim. They ascend in a complete name, complete revelation of Hashem's honor. V'naren v'nihiru Shlim, and they shine in complete light. V'natsi v'nitzitzu Shlim, and they sparkle in complete sparkling. So these from right, left, and middle, dynamic of Bina. Inu v'natsi v'nari v'gamayhu. They sparkle and shine of themselves. Migo Nehiru didn't see such a safer law from amidst the shining of the sparkling of the supernal book. Venatsi Venari, and they sparkle and shine from the internal light and surrounding light, and the whole star to every single side, to right, left, and middle. Not all the spheres are stopped being attached to. The Ho Aminayo Mehao Sphiru Nehiru Norak will call Iska Viska. Venatsi Spinitsitsu, because from them, from that shining and brilliance, shines every single chain, and they sparkle in sparkling, and they glitter in sparkling, which means that every single level of connection, the spheres one with another, the infinite light is over there, and unites them all. Begin the Baha'i Yoma, because in this day of the Shabbos, Misatrin Shemayim, the heavens are crowned with the surrounding light, with Sulkin, Vishma, Kadisha, and rise in holy name. Yasser, Mishar, Yom, and more than all other days, everything goes up to a high level on the Shabbos.